La Paloma. Rocha was my original goal. My bus gets to Rocha. Within a few moments, I'm wondering why I bothered to make the trip. Sometimes you get to a point where you get stuck, and the best thing to do is go to a restaurant, have a drink, and evaluate. So I go into a place called the Americano Grill. At the grill, my waitress finds a customer who speaks English, and he tells me how to get to La Paloma. I have to return to the main square and catch a bus there, because it's 20 miles to La Paloma, too far to walk even on a good day. La Paloma, when I arrive, is another sleepy, laid-back surfing village, reminding me of Piriapolis, without the Argentine hotel and lion statues. Locals here are getting prepared for their tourist season. School kids at recess in the schoolyard look studious in their white lab coats with black bows, and school bells call them back to classes as I walk by on my way to the beach. The kids remind me of my school days on the playground and standing in front of classes with chalk on my fingers. A dog in the middle of the road, nonchalant, too smart to take a nap there, but not in a hurry to move, captures the mood of this little burg. La Paloma in baseball terminology returns a strikeout into a double off the center field wall. After an afternoon of walking and picture-taking, I catch the last bus from La Paloma back to Rocha and catch the last bus out of Rocha back to Punta del Este. I get home in the dark, walking 4 blocks from the bus station to the hotel. Countries are a lot like people. They often keep their best features hidden till you get to know them better. This isn't the first time on the road that an original plan has had to be scuttled and a new plan improvised. I expect that damn dog is still in the middle of the street.